All right. Good morning, listeners. You are listening to Green Left Radio. And for our first interview for the program today, we have both Rachel Evans and Sam Rainwright, who are the organisers and members of Socialist Alliance and also write regularly for Green Left. Green Left and Socialist Alliance has initiated an eco-socialism sort of conference that is happening on the 24th and the 25th of October, which is next weekend. So Sam and Rachel, I'd like to kind of start off. I mean, what is the political context for why this conference is sort of being called in terms of, what the type of kind of discussion and broader political points you sort of want to get across?
Sure, Jacob. Look, I'll jump in first if that's okay. Look, I think that there's a couple of things that shape the context. One is the growing awareness of the climate crisis in particular, but also the fact that we're facing ruptures with the Earth's life systems on a whole range of fronts. And secondly, is a growing awareness within the movements, both environmental movements and social justice movements, in my perception, that capitalism is the cause of the problem, and that we can't build a better society, a society that puts people and the environment first, a society where humans live in peace with the planet and all humans have a dignified life, that capitalism can't produce that, that capitalism is fundamentally hostile to that, that capitalism is incapable of recognising the fact that there are natural limits to the Earth's systems. So we need a different kind of system. And that's pretty widespread. I think, 10, 15, 20 years ago, within the environment movement, you would have found more people who still think that somehow it's possible to create a green capitalism. But I think that's fading away, and fading away fast, that perception. So what that then just poses the question, what do we replace it with, and how do we imagine an alternative to capitalism that's real, that's coherent, that people can feel like they can grasp? And so the conference comes at that point in time, I think, and seeks to really focus discussion around that.
Rachel, did you have a comment you kind of want to make to expand on that?
Yeah, that was very good. Look, a recent report from the United Nations Office on Disaster Risk Reduction, that recent report just revealed that during the first two decades of 2020, there has been an extraordinary increase in natural disasters, and human activity is the main contributor to these catastrophes. So evidence is piling up week after week, report after report, scientifically peer-reviewed reports that we are moving towards a very dangerous point in carbon emissions, in global warming, and that we've got to pull back. And Greta Thunberg has a new podcast, Humanity Has Not Failed, where she explains as well that system change is needed. She's saying the climate and ecological crises cannot be solved within today's political and economic systems. That is not an opinion, that is a fact, she notes. And she also came out with this very pithy summary of the crisis that faces. Our current system is not broken. The system is doing exactly what it is supposed to be doing. We can no longer fix it. We need a new system. So it's in that vein that Socialist Alliance and Green Left have called this and organised this Eco-Socialism 2020 From Rebellion to Revolution conference, both Zoom and physically within a range of our New South Wales branches and offices, will host this exciting and inspiring conference October 24 and October 25th.
And one of the things about the conference is the Green Left has recently kind of published this kind of eco-socialist kind of manifesto, which is supposed to be part of this upcoming Eco-Socialism 2020 From Rebellion to Revolution conference. What can you tell us a bit more about this kind of eco-socialist kind of manifesto in terms of what it's sort of advocating for and arguing?
Sure, Jacob. Look, the Eco-Socialist Manifesto is up on the Green Left website. Green Left has published it as a starting point for a discussion. So we don't for a moment pretend that we've got all the ideas by any means, but we do want to contribute to this discussion about what we replace capitalism with and how we get there. There's been a new focus, especially in the context of the federal budget, on inequality in Australia, for instance. But we need to take the discussion just beyond simply a fairer taxation system down to the building blocks of our economy and society that reproduce inequality and environmental destruction every day. And we need to envisage an alternative to capitalism for this century. And without being prescriptive about it, we think it's going to need to draw on the best of the socialist tradition, the environment movement, trade union movement, and of course, indigenous knowledge, learning to live in harmony with nature, in peace with the planet, rather than against it. So that's what the manifesto is seeking to do. And we want to have a dialogue through that with the good activists that we work with, whether they're in Extinction Rebellion or School Strike for Climate, the union movement, the indigenous rights movement and beyond, and see how all those things can come together to create a new eco-socialist vision.
Yeah, it was a great summary. Look, it's a really good manifesto. I'd encourage people to read it, but it is the start of the discussion amongst the leaders of the new world and the leaders of our new world that we are moving towards are the leaders of the really amazing social movements, the political organisations like Extinction Rebellion, the anti-gas campaigners, the First Nations communities leading the fight against gas, against coal, for land rights, all of these, and, you know, rank and file of the unions and militant unionists, all of these individuals that are fighting tooth and nail to stop horror developments are also realising the collapse of the ecosystems around them, and the voracious corporate greed, it needs to be targeted and that we need a new system. So, and those organisations and people are really starting to think through that, what do we need? What does a post-capitalist world look like? And one of the fundamentals of that world is real democratic functioning. So it's going to be a really good discussion to have. I mean, there's also another UN emissions gap report that came out recently, which looks at the current rates of greenhouse gas global emissions. They're saying that we're heading for 2 to 3 degrees Celsius rise by 2100. And I'm in New South Wales and we're looking at the recent Santos green light go ahead for 850 gas wells, which would be a whole bunch of methane emissions, which is 80 times more warming than carbon in the atmosphere for a shorter shelf life, but 80 times more warming. And we've really got to, like the Adani fight, we've really got to draw the line in the sand and stop these developments. But we're always going to be on the back foot unless we, the people, have power. And so that's what this discussion is around, the manifesto's discussion. And we're really wanting people to have a read and comment and start to think about some of the concrete campaign ideas that we can mobilize around a Green New Deal, or, you know, public renewables as the high school student, massive public funding of renewables as the high school students strike for climate is calling for. How do we win that under the current conditions in Australia?
And going into now to the conference, what can you tell us about the type of sessions, discussions, and even maybe some of the speakers that you're featuring? Because from looking at the first session, you have a number of international speakers who'll be zooming in from their home countries, whether it's Brazil and Malaysia. So, yeah, I want to kind of hear a bit more about that.
Yeah, so just quickly on chronologically, where New South Wales Socialist Alliance and Green Left has organised the Saturday event. So Saturday, October the 24th, we've got activists from Brazil, Sabrina Fernandes, and she's in the Socialism and Liberty Party, PSOL, in Brazil. And that's the same party as the very well-known Mariela Franco, who was a socialist councillor who was murdered very early on in the Bolsonaro just after he was elected. So she's part of that party, and she's behind this very excellent YouTube channel, Tese Onze, and she's also part of Jacobin Brazil. So she's going to talk about the battle against the rise of fascism, really, Bolsonaro, and the fight to save the Amazon and develop a post-capitalist vision for Brazil. Then Peter Boyle from Socialist Alliance Australia in Sydney is going to launch and discuss the Eco-Socialist Manifesto. He's a long-term organiser as well in the Rojava Solidarity Group. So that's the Eco-Socialist Feminist Revolution on the Syrian border. So he's part of that committee and very long-term socialist in Australia. So that's going to be interesting. Alongside Sharan Raj, who's the Malaysian Socialist Party, one of their environment campaigners, and he's a young socialist and a very articulate one. So that's going to be a great first session from 11 to 1 p.m. Their COVID crisis and our eco-socialist response is the title of that forum. And then the second forum on the Saturday is Making Council, the Voice of the People, and that's from 1:30 on. And we've got some amazing rebel councillor candidates. We've got Sam Ashby, who is a senior lecturer at Newcastle University around occupational therapy. And Sam Ashby became a socialist in the UK and is now based in Newcastle. She's running on a ticket with Newcastle socialist Steve O'Brien in the upcoming council elections in New South Wales. That's September next year. And then Susan Price, she's running as a socialist activist in a ticket next year, Community Need Not Corporate Greed, in the Parramatta City Council elections. And she's also one of the editors of Green Left. And then Sue Bolton, who is an elected socialist councillor down in Melbourne in Moreland, and lots of 3CR crew know her. And she is going to tell us about how socialist councillors can work in empowering the local community to win demands against horrible developers and corporate mobile. Pip Hinman is on that session around councils, and she's an editor of Green Left and running for Socialist Alliance in the Inner West Council on a People Before Profit ticket. So that's going to be a corker. Don't miss out, folks, and you can register online.
Sure, and just so as people are aware, that Saturday is being hosted by activists over in Sydney. And then on the Sunday, over in the West, where I am, we'll be hosting a couple of sessions as well on Sunday, 25th of October. And so our first panel is going to be very much shaped by the situation in Western Australia, which is what I call the fossil fuel Death Star or the fossil fuel heartland, and also the fact that we've got a state election coming up in March, and both Labor and Liberal in this state are just totally 100% foot flat on fossil fuels. So the biggest single growing contributor to Australia's greenhouse gas emissions is gas processing off the WA northwest coast. And in WA, Labor and Liberal Party just want to massively expand that. People should understand that the gas industry in Western Australia is all the projected increase is going to be bigger than Adani many times over in terms of the fossil fuels. So that's Australia's emissions are just rocketing up, and Western Australia is the main culprit, and the gas industry is the main source of that. So that's going to shape our first panel, which we're calling Fighting for Ecological and Social Justice in the Fossil Fuel Heartland. And we want to explore in a place like Western Australia, where people perceive their well-being, their livelihood as being dependent on these fossil fuel companies, and where the big fossil fuel companies, the big oil and gas companies like Chevron and Shell and Woodside sponsor all the sporting and cultural activities that go on. How do we make people win the majority of working people over to a vision for a transformation that actually means phasing out these fossil fuel companies altogether. So we've got some really great speakers as well who'll be addressing this before we go into discussion, and they include Marianne McKay, who's a longtime Noongar activist, real fighter for Black Lives here in the West. And we'll be talking about how Aboriginal sovereignty and learning from Indigenous knowledge is going to be central to the transformation. Dirk Kelly, who's a technologist, lived in the United States for a long time, really passionate about following US politics and a member of Socialist Alliance here in the West. Caleb Houseman, who's involved in Extinction Rebellion, is really conscious about trying to get Extinction Rebellion to understand social justice issues, can't be disconnected from environmental issues. And then we've also got Alison Zammon, who's a Greens member of the Legislative Council, which is the upper house in the parliament over here in WA. And we'll be talking, no doubt, about the climate bill that the Greens are trying to bring to Parliament. So we hope to have a really, you know, fruitful discussion there. Then we've got a second panel which kind of goes a bit global, and which is called Confronting Imperialism and Building People Power in the Global South. It's always really important for us in the West not to lose sight of the fact that 80% of the world's population lives in the so-called Global South, the countries that Donald Trump calls shithole countries. And we should remember that the West, and that the power and wealth of the West, of course, was built on colonialism and plunder, slavery, plunder, dispossession of Indigenous people, exporting wealth, all that kind of thing. And it remains the case to this day in its neo-colonial form. And also the ecological crisis is already impacting people in the Global South more than in the North. And the plan is to accentuate or exacerbate that. So we really need to understand, you know, resolving that fundamentally unequal world order as part of our solution to the climate crisis. So we've got some ripper speakers here as well to take that up. One is Gary Gundabeer. Gowdy's writes for Green Left and with a particular focus on people's movements in India. Pedro Alvarez, who also writes for Green Left, is especially about Latin America, and we'll be looking at the people's movements in Latin America and the struggles and the steps forward and the defeat. I'll be talking about the situation in Rojava and the struggle of Kurdistan. And we've got Khalid Hassan, who's a Sudanese socialist living here in the West. And that's a struggle a lot of Australians don't know much about. You know, there's just been an absolutely epic people power movement unfolding in Sudan over the last 2 years. So, yeah, that's going to be hosted live here in Perth. I mean, COVID restrictions aren't so bad here, so people will be coming in person. But like the Saturday, you can view it online. So just go to our website, follow the link to the tickets, and then you can buy a ticket to the online version, either the Saturday or the Sunday or both.
Hi, well, thanks for that, Sam and Rachel. Maybe we might conclude this, and I guess any final comments you'd like to make and how people can actually attend the conference, especially our listeners in Melbourne and Victoria, because while New South Wales and WA will have the residents of, the privilege of being able to attend it in person, for us, we will probably have to tune in kind of online. So I'd like to kind of hear details on how people can tune in.
Yeah, sure. So you can tune in to both the Saturday and the Sunday if you're in Victoria. And the easiest thing to do would just be go to the conference website, which has got the program and the links to the tickets as well. So that's basically ecosocialism.org.au. That'll take you there. And also there's a Facebook event page, which has got the links as well, if you go to the Green Left Facebook page.
Yeah, that's right. And look, it is a national conference via Zoom, and there's three sites that people can get to physically in New South Wales. So it's the Newcastle Resistance Bookshop office, and it's the Sydney Resistance Bookshop office, and then there's also Sydney West, but people can just very easily zoom in and listen that way. So check out the Facebook, and also just encourage people to go to Green Left Eco-Socialist Manifesto, do a read of that, and then send us your comments. If you can't make the first day session, then you can have a read and send back some comments. We would love your feedback.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sam and Rachel. And yeah, also just for listeners, you can go to find out details about the conference. You can go to ecosocialism.org.au. And it is also, from my understanding, the information for it is also available on the Green Left website, which is greenleft.org.au. So anyway, thank you very much, Sam and Rachel, for the program. It sounds like quite a good conference. And hopefully some of our listeners might be able to attend, or at least even parts of it, because I imagine my understanding, my fit mood is people in Melbourne are a bit zoomed out with Zoom meetings. But of course, that people have the choice of just attending the individual sessions that they want if they don't have the energy to attend a conference all day.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thanks heaps. Go well, 3CR and Green Left in Melbourne.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, that's all done.